Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Hannah Christofferson. We got to say the whole thing. Good morning to you, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hannah, you have an event coming up. It's a little ways away, not until the middle of February, but we need to get people thinking about this now as it is a fundraiser for the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. So this is pretty exciting stuff. Tell us what you're going to be doing.
We are hosting a murder mystery. It's called Murder at the Grand Gatsby Speakeasy. It will be hosted at the Audubon Rec Center, and we have several spots that we will be having actors, and everyone else is welcome to come and listen, enjoy, and just have a couple drinks and eat some free snacks that will be provided.
And see if they can figure out who the murderer is.
Yes, correct. So it's kind of like the Clue game. So there will be several actors, and they'll be acting out, speaking, and we'll have an MC that will be kind of coordinating everything. And then at the end, we'll reveal who was actually the murderer.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are, I think I counted up, like 15 actors. Is that sound about right?
Yeah, it's a minimum of 8, and we can have up to 15. So we do have a couple spots still open if people wanted to act in it or just partake. There are some bigger roles, and there's some smaller roles where you might say one sentence. And then others where you might just be there as an extra.
Okay, now most plays, you have to get your script and you have to practice and it takes a long time. Is that true in this case?
No, this is all kind of ad-lib. We provide a script and then any other add-ons is part of the perk of attending just to watch.
Yes.
And it's all local people from the area. So you, pretty much you know everyone that's going to be in it.
Are they going to be in costume?
Yes, some of them will be. And costumes are welcome, whether you're partaking or just watching as well.
Okay, we talk about the Grand Gatsby Speakeasy. You know, that's all that Roaring 20s kind of stuff, I'm assuming. Could be a great, nice challenge for all kinds of interesting costumes. And just adds to the fun if everybody kind of gets into the mood.
Yes, exactly. I think we have a couple flapper girls with full costumes, with hair and makeup even, and they're pretty excited.
Okay. So at this point, you have a couple of openings for actors, and they need to contact you. And as you said, there's a couple of flapper girls. There's, of course, the waitress and the crime boss and the marathon dancing champion. That's probably one of the flappers. And a pilot and a mime. That sounds like an interesting part to play.
Yep.
And a novelist. These are great fun. I have to share with you, Hannah, and probably some of the audience knows that we had done some of these when I had a bed and breakfast, and people had a ball. And as you say, part of the thing is for everybody else, whether they're part of the actors or not, is to figure out who done it.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Have you participated in one of these before, Hannah?
I have not. I've watched quite a few videos on it, just examples of how it goes, but I'm very excited. I have some close friends that are coming to participate in it and watch and actually act, so it should be a good time. And it's the day after Valentine's Day, so it would be also a good date night.
All right, so that means it's February 15th, and you said it was
correct.
At the Rec Center and starts at 6:30, I believe.
Yep, doors open at 6, starts at 6:30. All of our board members volunteer to make all the food, so we'll be having lots of snacks and hors d'oeuvres, some sweets, some salty stuff. And then we'll have a wine pull also where it'll be corks all numbered, and you purchase one for $20, and whatever number you have is the bottle of wine you get.
Okay.
And with every ticket purchased, you'll also be entered to win a wine bottle as well.
All right. And price per person or per couple in addition to those other things?
It's $30 a person or $50 per couple. And we will also have a cash bar cart in the room at the rec center.
Okay. And saying rec center, I'm guessing there may be some people in the area who've not been to the rec center in Audubon.
So it is a new facility that was built about a year and a half ago, and there's a full bowling alley and restaurant there. So if you come to eat as well, you can order food and bring that in. And that is located at 703 Southside Avenue in Audubon. It's over by the Armory, you turn by Albert the Bowl and go around the curve, and it's on the south side of the road.
Okay, that's good to have those directions. So great opportunity for food and fun and participating in the murder mystery, whether you're just watching or whether you're being a speaker or, one of the parts. And lots of good things to eat, too, it sounds like. Yes, and you said your board members are providing that. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of yummy things.
Yes. Yes, lots of good stuff. And if you want to reserve a spot, you can call 712-563-5295.
And if they want to know more, do you have a website or a Facebook where they could get more information about the foundation or about this event?
On our hospital Facebook page, so that's the Audubon County Memorial Hospital, we have an event that you can RSVP to or get more information. And there is a couple of links on there for YouTube videos. And just a link in general about the parts that are playing and how it's going to kind of evolve through the evening.
Okay. So get that information. Now, we've talked about board members, mentioned those. Let's talk just a little more about the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. What's your kind of overall purpose, and do you have a specific purpose for this fundraising?
The purpose of the Audubon Hospital Foundation is to fundraise and purchase equipment for the hospital that the hospital possibly wouldn't have the funds for, or it's an equipment that outdates and it's not on their cycle of purchasing for the next couple years. So last year we purchased a nerve ablation machine for the outpatient clinic. So that assists patients with back issues, neck issues, and they actually go in and zap the nerves. So the nerve kind of deadens for the next 2 to 3 years. And this is for patients that wouldn't be necessarily available for surgery. Mm-hmm. We also purchased a 3D mammogram a couple years ago. This specific event, we're fundraising a cataract machine. We have a new ophthalmologist coming to Audubon from Omaha. His name's Dr. Menke. And we have the equipment already in the hospital, and we are currently fundraising so that we can purchase this piece of equipment, part of the equipment, for the hospital.
And it's great in my mind that, you know, the Audubon County Hospital is there in a rural area. You don't have to drive to Carroll or drive to Des Moines or drive to wherever when you have those kind of facilities available locally. What a benefit.
Correct.
That is.
Yep. Yes, and we've already done several successful cataract procedures, and we every time he's here, he's had a pretty full schedule, so that's very successful for us to have that.
You bet. Let's talk about some of the other fundraisers. I think you might have another fundraiser or two during the year put on mm-hmm. by the foundation.
Yep. We have a golf tournament, usually the beginning of June, and that's at the Audubon Country Club. And then we have done a trivia in the past. We also host a scrub fair twice a year. It's called Scrubs on Wheels, where they actually bring a truck into our parking lot, and you go walk onto the vehicle and try on the items, shoes, clothing. Myself, who does not wear scrubs, I've bought several pairs of shoes there. And then we also host a book fair that has lots of trinkety items between books or flashlights or cards, box cards, and we host two of those a year as well.
Okay. Something kind of for everybody, I think, from the kids to the mature adults. I think you got something there all along the way. And so what's the next thing coming up for fundraiser?
Our next fundraiser would be a scrub fair that we have in March. And that is March 26th from 9 to 1.
Okay. And again, everybody's welcome to come to that. That's not just for hospital employees.
Correct.
That's anybody in the community that would like to come and see and support the foundation, but also kind of fulfill some of their needs. So, Hannah, this is I'm not sure how many of these ever go on in the area. I think this is a unique opportunity to attend the murder mystery party. And if you want to act in it, you need to contact Hannah just right quick-like. So remind us of time, date, place.
Yep. It is February 15th, Saturday at 6:30. Doors open at 6 p.m. at the Audubon Rec Center, and that's 703 Southside Avenue in Audubon. You turn by Albert the Bowl, go around the curve, and it'll be on the south side or right side. And we'll have a wine pool, snacks provided for free, and there will be a cash bar in the room.
And
if you would like to attend,
fee for ticket is?
Me at, so, yep.
Fee
for
is?
Tickets?
Yes. And how much
tickets
are the tickets?
Are $30 a person or $50 a couple. And if you'd like to act in it, you can call me and reserve a spot. And if you would like to attend, you can call at 563-5295.
All right. Very good. It's exciting. Let me tell you, folks, if you haven't been to one of these, this is a great opportunity. Thanks so much to Hannah Christofferson for visiting with us today. And talking about acting, here's a thought from Samuel Goldwyn. He says, if I look confused, it's just because I'm thinking.